Hi, this is Annie, and this is my very, very, very late spoken Sunday. This is a story that I wrote for Halloween called Chow Min. Min shoved his hands deep inside his pockets and hunched his shoulders against the biting wind. Lights flickered sporadically as ancient fluoro signs zapped and fizzled weakly, advertising their run-down premises. He passed the night markets, where tiny fish were captured and suspended in plastic bags along a wall, brightly lit for display. Rows of bedraggled birds in bamboo cages fluttered and ruffled their feathers. Min shuddered and involuntarily scratched his arms. One of his eyes began to twitch, but it halted as soon as another breath of icy wind hit his face. The spicy smells of street vendors wafted around him, enticing his stomach to convince his brain to stop a while. The rhythmic shuffling of over-large shoes down the pavement produced a bent figure, her brown, crinkled face peering between a wooden pole. She balanced two large buckets as she walked, but seeing the hungry look on Min's face, she pulled out a tiny stool and sat, relinquishing the weight of her baggage to the sidewalk either side of her. Efficiently, she opened one of her pails. The burst of smell assaulted Min, his stomach responding loudly. She grinned toothlessly up at him, offered him a styrofoam cup brimming with noodles. Wordlessly, she thrust bamboo sticks at him and as she accepted his coins. Min closed his eyes in rapture as he slurped the noodles, hot and soft. He closed his mouth around the cup and greedily gulped at the contents, and then he heaved a contented sigh as he finished, his worries momentarily forgotten. Still hungry, he peered into the cup, but was disappointed only to see a thin, oily film laying over the broth that remained. His heart hammered as he noticed a glint of steel reflecting in the liquid. He tensed his body and twisted, thrusting the liquid out of the cup into nothingness. He twitched and shivered, suddenly exhausted by his fugitive status. The old lady stood, frowned at him, and shook her head. Min flicked a tickle from his ear with a swipe of his hands. His eyes bulged as an animated feather boa slowly wound its way around his neck. He dropped to the ground, gasping, his legs kicking wildly under his body until his body went rigid. Min's face phased from bright red to a dull sheen as his last breath left his body. The welt around his neck crept over his face in angry red fingers as his allergic reaction to feathers spread, his face puffy and grey in death. A slender, leather-clad figure dropped dramatically to the ground. Flicking its head up and looking around through the hooded mask, it winked at the old lady. She spat on the ground and gathered her things. "You shame me. Pettiness does not make one great." The figure stood and strode over to the corpse, retrieved the boa and wrapped it round its neck and then scooped up the cup to examine it. "The shame is on him. I've been hunting this offender for weeks. Always the same. Bite marks on the cup and sometimes the whole chunk's ripped away." The old woman heaved her load onto her shoulders and glared at the figure. "Styrofoam cups do not need avenging, Tyron." Tyron stood proudly and thrust the cup towards her. "I stand for those who cannot defend themselves." "I wonder at times why the League still allow you to operate, Tyron." The old woman shook her head again and slip-slopped down the pavement, searching for more hungry customers. With a whisper of leather, Tyron leapt up the wall and scaled the heights of the city, leaving Min sprawled in the gloom, a wet noodle flaccidly protruding from his mouth, a small signature feather thrust up his nose. So, did I mention that I was in a really silly mood? Maybe it was because I was with a bunch of stinky year nines that I had to endure and edit their English homeworks and submissions all week that actually came up. But that prompt was for us to write a horror story or something horrific using a wet noodle, a styrofoam cup and a feather. I hope you enjoyed that. If you'd like to see more of my work, pop over to http://annieevett.com. I'll catch you next week.